In recent days, Italian and Polish forecasters have released reports suggesting that this winter could be the coldest Europe has seen in the last 1,000 years. The change is reportedly connected with the speed of the Gulf Stream, which has allegedly slowed down in connection with the oil spill off the coast of Florida. Some scientists claim the stream will not be able to compensate the cold from Arctic winds, and according to their theory, as the Gulf Stream wanes and eventually disappears, Europe will see progressively colder winters. Czech meteorologist Jan Pretel says this is utter nonsense.
I'm completely convinced that such information doesn't have any scientific background. The Gulf Stream is only the small part, relatively small part of the worldwide thermohaline circulation, and looking just on the Atlantic Ocean, that is only relatively very small, I would say, the river in the ocean. Yeah, because the width of the Gulf Stream is in average about 100 kilometers, but the width of Atlantic Ocean is something in between 7 and 4 thousands of kilometers. That is only the river. Yeah, the weather in the winter over the Europe, yeah, it's influenced by about one half by the release of the heat during the winter, because during the summer ocean absorb the heat, yeah, and by about 50% through the wind flow over the this latitudes in the Atlantic over the Atlantic Ocean. And as the Gulf Stream is only a small part of the huge Atlantic Ocean, I am completely convinced that the winter in the Europe couldn't be affected only by the Gulf Stream.
Which means that basically you can rule out a very, very cold winter at this point.
I think that the chance that we will have in Europe this year very heavy winter, or very strong winter, cold winter, it's about 50%. And also there is a chance of the 50% that we will have over the Europe extremely mild winter. I'm convinced that at this time, I mean on the beginning of October, that is completely impossible to get a serious and scientifically based forecast for this winter, because the meteorologists are able to give a very good forecast for 3 days, say the good forecast for 5 days, a reasonable forecast for 2 weeks or something like that, but we don't have any instrument to get a forecast for the winter in October, speaking on the winter, the weather or during the January and February, for example.
That was meteorologist Jan Pretel ending that report.